Good morning, everyone. Today is Wednesday, 13th of December, 2022. Well, I've shared this on sermon audio before, but I'm going to share it again. Richard Bennett was a Roman Catholic priest for 22 years. And he was of the highest scholastic order in the Roman Catholic Church. And God gloriously saved him and brought him out of it. And I was a pretty good friend of Richard Bennett. I actually talked to him several times. In fact, I interviewed him. I put his interview is on Sermon Audio. If you want to go to sermonaudio.com/housechurch and then in the search engine put in Richard Bennett, you'll find his testimony. But Richard said that the two chapters in the Bible that had the most profound influence on his conversion was Ephesians 1 and 2. Today, we're going to talk about Ephesians 1 again. Anyone who holds the Arminian doctrine has to reject the first and second chapter of Ephesians. They cannot hold on to these two chapters and hold on to Arminianism. They have to either embrace Ephesians 1 and 2 or reject it. Paul starts out by saying, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Notice he doesn't say, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of man. By the will of God. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice where he points to. He points grace being from God and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. If you're one of God's little sheep, that's the greatest news you could ever be given by the Apostle Paul. He says that you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Do you notice what he's saying there? He's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, before creation. He hath chosen us in him before creation, before the world was framed. Before there were animals, before there was moon or sun or stars or anything, God chose us in him before, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, not man's will, of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. We didn't make ourselves accepted in the Beloved. He made us accepted in the Beloved by paying a ransom for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. That's how he made us accepted in the Beloved. Whom is Jesus Christ? In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Notice how everything points to Christ here. It's not exalting man. It's not exalting the free will of man. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Back to he again, being Christ. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. How can the Apostle Paul be any more clear from whence our salvation originates and comes from? He repeats himself over and over and over again. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things, not some things, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Has nothing to do with the will of man here. He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom he also trusted after he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Notice here, he says that we trusted after we heard the word of truth. We couldn't hear the word of truth until we were quickened by the Holy Spirit of God, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and also that ye believed you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you and my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward. There's that word usward again. To usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Well, this is a phenomenal, phenomenal chapter that puts a huge exclamation point on the sovereignty of God over salvation for his people, and the fact that he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that he's predestinated us unto adoption, that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. And you know what? You can never read this chapter too much. You could read this chapter every day for the rest of your life and be blessed by it. I know I have. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read it. And as Mark reads this, listen to this with an ear for understanding that it's all based upon the will of God. It has absolutely nothing to do with the will of man.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God and the saints, which are evidence of the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God, the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who blesseth all spiritual blessings, come in places in Christ, according as he has chosen us and before the foundation of the world, as to be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us in adoption of Christ by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Praise the glory of his grace, for he hath made us accepted and beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time she might gather together in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after we heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye received with that Holy Spirit of promise, the earnest of our inheritance, the redemption, the purchased possession, and the praise of his glory, whereof I also, after I heard of your faith, Lord Jesus, love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Chapter next.
Thank you, Mark. Well, again, I would highly encourage you to read the first and second chapter of Ephesians at least once a month. God bless.